We look back on night number six, Jill. Venus Williams, an easy one over Laura Sigmund to get things started.
Venus looked really good last night. I think, you know, she was serving well, but Sigmund, that opponent, is I think Venus likes that style of game, someone that just hits really hard and gives her such a good rhythm. And I think Venus was really sharp and wasn't out there very long, relatively easy match for her. And because of that, she was out here already at 8 a.m. in the morning practicing, already trying to get the practice underway, maybe get out of here and rest for the rest of the day. But she looked really good.
And then we saw the number 14 seed Nick Kyrgios of Australia took the first set from Ilya Marchenko 6-4, but then Marchenko took the second 6-4. Mm-hmm. The third 6-1, and Kyrgios, dealing with that injured hip flexor, could not continue.
Yeah, and I read his post-match interview with Kyrgios, and he's really struggling with some injuries. And a lot of people are talking about, you know, how disciplined he is because he tends to retire in the past with what he claims are injuries, and some people don't know if they're injuries, and so it's in a tough position for him to be in because now it's at a point where, like, are we sure that he's injured or not? But on one of the changeovers, he was looking teary-eyed when the trainer came out. And I think he was really struggling with that hip. He said it was bothering him even the first couple rounds. But, you know, he said he has to get more disciplined in the gym so he doesn't get these injuries anymore. And I also think, you know, just being able to get through matches like that, you know, you never want to retire in a Grand Slam. You want to try and fight through it.
Sure.
So I think he also needs that little bit of extra mental strength for him in his game, because we all know he's talented enough to win a slam.
How do you get more mentally strong, though, as you age?
I think being able to adapt to situations like yesterday. I mean, obviously he couldn't move that well, and so as far as being able to handle those injuries, I think off the court is where he needs to get more mentally strong, so he can go through those matches and get more mentally strong when he's actually playing those matches. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
It just seems, you know, sometimes,
yeah.
I mean, as you get older, you learn things, so that should help. But then by the same token, you start to break down a little bit more physically, and maybe that balance begins
to
shift.
I mean, I don't see him off the court, what he does off the court. But I think if there's a moment where, say, he's training and trying to get better physically, but he's like, okay, no, I don't want to do another sprint, and his coach wants him to do another sprint, like, that's, as if he can stretch those like a little bit every single day, that's how you start mentally strong more and more.
A coach friend of mine once said, early pain for late gain.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I've never heard truer words. It's true. You put the work in, and then,
you
know, it eventually, hopefully, will pay off. Speaking of which, Stan Wawrinka, the number 3 seed, was down 2-1, rallied to beat Daniel Evans in 5.
And Daniel Evans had a match point in that fourth set. And then as soon as he didn't convert, he had one overhead where he hit it right back to Wawrinka, let Wawrinka back in. And Wawrinka then, the experience, I think, just took over kind of. I think Evans fell apart a little bit in that fifth set. I think he was thinking about that match point the entire fifth set. But I think Wawrinka was lucky to get through that. I think both players very nervous at times throughout that whole match. But, I mean, I think he played okay. I don't think he's playing his best tennis, but he got through.
And Dr. Ivo Karlovic, able to get through Jared Donaldson in surprisingly straight sets.
I mean, that's a tough matchup for Donaldson. He had a great tournament. Jared, his strength isn't his return. And I think he just ended up trying to, you know, he had to guess on the returns which way Karlovic was going to go. But I think that's a tough matchup for Jared, and Karlovic is playing great.
Well, one young American out. Two more will play today. Madison Keys, the 8th women's seed, has a date with former runner-up Caroline Wozniacki.
I'm going to pay attention to that match.
Well, you'll have no choice.
That's going to
be
fun.
Here.
That's going to be fun to watch. And, you know, Madison had a couple close matches, 3 sets in her first round and in the last round against Osaka, being down 5-1 in that third set. She showed great perseverance coming back there. And Wozniacki just playing really solid. You know, she's playing a little bit more aggressive, more up inside the baseline, trying to go for more shots. And that one's kind of up in the air for me. I don't know who's going to win that one.
And the other one I want to touch on, what might be to me the most entertaining match all tournament, Joe Wilfred Tsonga and Jack Sock.
You're giving me tough ones. Today's a good day. I think I'm going to go with Sock on that one. I think he's playing good tennis. He has a lot more confidence and he's matured a little bit. Now, before I think he was kind of almost a little satisfied when he was in, second or third round of tournaments, but now, he's putting a little bit more good pressure on himself to come up with the goods and has a lot of confidence leading up into this tournament, and I think he's playing really good.
The fact that
Really
he
good.
beat Cilic as
Yeah,
easily as he
I
did, and
know.
again, 4-3 and 3, not
Right.
exactly a lopsided match, but
Yeah.
getting through the former champion like that has to give him
Yeah.
a world of
Well, I
confidence.
think he just looks like he looks more like he knows he can do it. Where before I think there was that little bit of question, can he be a top player? And now I feel like he knows he can.
That's our quick look back and a quick look ahead.